Oh dear.
Well, I decided to bring some secret weapons with me today. Now, for those of you, perhaps those gentlemen here, have you ever been asked to look in a woman's handbag for something and been afraid? No? Some of you have. You're like, So if I asked you to get something out of my handbag... No? Okay, no? It's a no-go zone. Okay. Well, a woman's handbag is basically a bag of secret weapons, can I just say. I do not have a lipstick gun in here. However, I have a bag of secret weapons. So let's see, what have we got? Well, that's important. Keys, always important for a quick getaway. What else have we got? Oh, that's true. Hairspray, important secret weapon against those flyaway hairs. Excellent. Sorry? Oh, Heidi. I might have something in here that might help you with that. No. Sunglasses, my secret weapon against the glare off the road when it's really hot and sunny and it's just shining everywhere. Yep. I have a power bank, my secret weapon when my phone starts to go flat. Important. I could just keep going forever and ever. Some chewing gum, secret weapon for when maybe you've had a garlic pizza and you need to be nice to the people around you. What? Panadol. Secret weapon against those headaches. It's important. I don't know how many of you carry this around in your handbag, but, you know, it's important for dental hygiene to have a toothbrush and toothpaste. Secret weapon against, secret weapon against cavities, gingivitis, plaque, sensitivity. Yep, important. I hope everyone has that in their handbag. And then, of course, if we're talking about our oral hygiene, then we also need to make sure that we're flossing, okay? You've got to get those bits out from between the teeth. Secret weapon against food. I can keep going. Look. Deodorant. Yep. Especially this time of year, secret weapon against the hot weather. Oh, I can... Wait. I don't have any sunscreen in here. That's terrible. I'm going to have to add some sunscreen to my bag. Okay. And then I've got a few other things. Oh, I've got some, you know, some lip balm for those times when, you know, the lips get a bit dry. And, of course, some pawpaw ointment. If you don't have pawpaw ointment, I recommend you getting some because it's a secret weapon against basically everything. Woman's best friend. Not diamonds. Diamonds aren't a girl's best friend. Pawpaw ointment is. And, of course, for those emotional times, we always need to have some tissues on hand. This is my bag of secret weapons. But you know what? I do have something else in my bag as well that I'll show you later. I won't show you now. I don't have any money. I've got everything but. Phones. I do have some phones in my bag as well. I have two phones in my bag. Because you've got to have a backup one in case one dies and the battery pack doesn't work, right? Anyway. There's a phone in my bag, and you can use your phone to Google things. If you're stuck in a situation and you get lost, you can use your phone to find your directions to get where you need to go. It's always helpful. Yeah, you can watch things on them. Yep, there's so many different things you can use them for. Well, we just saw Gru with his freeze ray, and you know, we're talking about supervillains. They're known for their devastating and perhaps not so devastating super weaponry. just like my super weaponry in this bag here. Some secret weapons are big and powerful. Can anyone think of, you know, a big powerful weapon? A few different things, yep. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Well, yes. Iron Man suit. What about the Death Star from Star Wars? Yeah, that one's pretty big. What about some weapons that aren't so grand? Maybe a little bit ridiculous. Has anyone... Swords? They can be ridiculous. It's not very secret to carry a sword around. Or if you've seen Phineas and Ferb, they've got some innata devices invented by Dr. Doofenshmirtz. I'm going to have to pronounce that properly. Or I specifically think of Wile E. Coyote. Yeah? Trying to take down the Roadrunner with all these weapons and traps that never seem to work. Oh, I don't think I've seen the Wild E. Coyote with a knife. But you know what? Secret weapons, they're not just fiction. Mm-hmm. Exhibit A, my handbag. But if you visit the International Spy Museum in Washington, you'll see some amazing secret weapons. So they've got umbrellas and lipstick tubes that are actually fully functional guns. Sounds like a really interesting museum. And you know what? Like the Death Star or Gru's freeze ray, these secret weapons were made for one purpose: to give the bearer an advantage if they happen to run into an enemy. And you know, as Christians, we know we have an enemy who is constantly trying to trip us up. The devil wants to do everything he can, not to kill us, but to cause us to sin. And if he can make us look bad through our sin, then he can disgrace us in front of other people and keep them from believing in Jesus. But, thankfully, God has given us a secret weapon. Well, sorry, not a secret weapon. He's given us a weapon to defend ourselves. Voila, yes. And you know what? It's no secret, this weapon, but it's powerful enough to repel temptation at every turn. I don't know if you believe how powerful a Bible is. Well, in today's story that we heard a little bit earlier, it's the only weapon we need against sin. And I'm going to read it for you again. So it's Matthew 4, verses 1 to 11, sorry. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert. Ha! To be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. Fair enough. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give to you," he said, "if you bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. Well, if this story was a tale about secret agents and supervillains, the secret agent would likely be pulling out a hidden dart gun or a weapon concealed in his shoe to take down his enemy. Or perhaps, in that case, because it was a long time ago, a weapon concealed in his sandal. Well, the confrontation would end with one or the other using a secret weapon to finish his foe once and for all. But this is the story of Jesus, and Jesus defeats his enemies not with knives and guns, but with truth. The word of God is all the defense that Jesus needed to thwart the devil's evil scheme. Jesus used the Bible to avoid sin. He used the Bible to refute every claim that the devil threw at him. Even when the devil used the Bible, Jesus used the Bible back and said, "No, but it's also written." He used the Bible to gain victory. And the Bible is our secret weapon against sin. It's our weapon against sin. It teaches us what sin is. It teaches us how we can stand strong against temptation. And the more you know your Bible, the better you'll be able to defend against sin. Now, the Bible might not seem like much of a weapon. Have you heard of the saying to be Bible bashed? Doesn't sound very pleasant. I don't think it would be a very effective weapon, to be honest. But we don't want to use our Bible in that way. We don't want to use our Bible to threaten people. We don't want to use it to attack people. We want to use it in our defense. We want to use it to defend ourselves against sin and temptation. And while it doesn't seem like much of a weapon, it's pretty small, yeah? Most Bibles are small enough to carry them around with no trouble. Some of them are a little bit bigger. Exhibit A over here. Some of them are even bigger than that. But it doesn't seem like much of a weapon. The Bible is just a book filled with countless stories and lessons. But it's more than a book. It is the Word of God, and that Word is full of power. And I remember talking last fortnight about this particular scripture, and it came to mind again, was Hebrews 4:12. It says that the Word of God is alive and sharper than any two-edged sword. And Paul writes in Ephesians 6 that the Bible is part of the full armor of God. In fact, he refers to the Word of God as the sword. Clearly, God has a plan for us to use the Word of God as a weapon to defend ourselves against sin. So, how do we use the Bible to defend ourselves? Firstly, we need to start by learning what it says. We need to spend time reading and learning the Bible. Anyone who's ever learned to fire a gun, is there anyone here ever learned to fire a gun?
No.
Oh, a few people. Watch out. Yep. Well, if you've ever learned to fire a gun, people will tell you that you have to spend time at the shooting range learning how to use it, or you need to spend time practicing learning how to use it. So it's no good me going out and with maybe a bow and arrow and trying to shoot some targets without some practice, right? Or it's no good me entering the Olympics. What's it called? Is it just called shooting? Clay shooting. Yep. Well, it's no use me entering the Olympics thinking that I'm going to win, I'm going to take my gun and I'm going to go and win the gold medal without practicing, right? Because chances are someone's going to get hurt, firstly. I'm going to miss and it's not going to end well. But we need to practice. We need to read our Bible. We need to read our scripture. We need to get to know our Bibles by reading them as often as we can. We can read the Word of God together with our friends, with our partners, with strangers, and we can memorize scriptures that mean a lot to us. So I don't know if you can think of a specific scripture from the Bible that's encouraged you. Is there something that just instantly comes to mind when you think about it? Yep. 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 Does anyone else have a favorite verse? Psalm 23? Yep. The Lord is my shepherd? Yep. Some of you probably have them. Some of you might not be able to think of them right now, but Galatians 5? Yep. The fruits of the Spirit? Yep. Yep. Nice. Yep. Yeah, in my Father's house there are many, many rooms. I will go and prepare a place for you. Yeah.
Feeding the 5,000.
Yeah. I can think of a particular one from Jeremiah 29:11. It might sound familiar to some of you, and it says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. You know what? The Bible can encourage us, and it can be used as a defense. God promises us many things in the Bible. He promises that he'll be there to protect us and look after us, and we can use that as our defense. The more we know our Bibles, the better prepared we will be to defend ourselves. We'll be able to stand up to sin. We'll be able to stand up to peer pressure. We'll be able to stand up to the temptation to turn a blind eye to that person in need. We'll be able to stand up to the temptation to prefer our own will over God's will. And we'll be able to stand up to the devil himself if we know God's word and are willing to use it. It's not just knowing God's word, it's also being willing to use it. The Bible is a weapon we can use to defend against sin. It's more powerful than a freeze ray. Or dare I say, it's more powerful than even the Death Star. It is the living word of God. And unlike a villain's secret weapons, it will never fail. The Bible is our weapon. It's not a secret weapon. It's a powerful weapon that we can use to defend against sin. And also, it's a weapon that we can use to make us stronger and grow in our faith. And I want to encourage you, perhaps this week, I want to encourage you to see if you can spend every day reading scripture, but also see if you can find someone to read the Bible with. Because when you're reading scripture together, it often brings it to life a lot more. And so if you can find someone to read the Bible with this week, I'd encourage you to do that. Yeah, you could do a Bible study, or you could just sit and you could just read through a chapter of the Bible, and you will find that will bring you so much life. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for your word. Thank you for giving us the scriptures, for this living and active word of God. And God, I just ask that you would teach us to use it to defend ourselves against sin and against temptation. Father God, may your word invigorate us with life. May it become alive and active in our hearts and on our lips and through our hands and our actions. And God, may we use it not to harm other people, but to bring them life. May we use it to sit with people and talk about you and talk about how you want us to have an abundant life. Father God, we pray these things this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.